Voting for the 2020 election is coming to a close, and all year we've been amplifying the voices of voters across the crucial I-4 corridor. Over the past several weeks, you've been hearing from voters about the state of our democracy in their own words. Today, we meet Michelle Yamas of DeBary in Volusia County.
Hi, my name is Michelle Yamas. I live in DeBary, Florida. I'm a registered Democrat, and the most important issues to me this year are social equality. Actually, that's one that's important to me every year, healthcare, and trying to deal with the, you know, student loan debt that's just ridiculous and making higher education more affordable. I actually immigrated to the U.S. when I was about 6 years old from the Philippines, and becoming a citizen was like the coolest thing that ever happened to me in my life. And coming from a different country with a different political system really lets me appreciate the freedoms we have to vote and a lot of those civic things that maybe people might take for granted if they've never not had them or if they've had a different situation. So last year when I thought about what was important to me when it came to voting and political issues were always equality, social equality. I think that's always my number one thing, because if you lead from that and you care about that, so many other issues are tied to that. So I think that now my ideas have changed because we've had this pandemic and it's revealed a lot of what I perceive to be weaknesses in our strategy, local, state, and nationally. We just didn't have anything prepared for something like this. And it looked like the country was completely blindsided. The pandemic and the way that we deal with issues like this globally and not just in the country, because it also showed me that we really started pulling away from the global stage. And I think now more than ever, we really have to be united as, you know, a world and not just as a country. When it comes to protests and unrest in my community, I live in a small town. So, you know, a lot of these things don't really touch us as much. We don't have a lot of protests here as far as, like, say, the Black Lives Matter movement, because everyone's pretty much the same here. So no one's actually going out and protesting anything. Plus, I think we skew a little older here as well, where I live. And so people are a little bit more chill about that stuff. It doesn't mean they're not actually flying their flags or making their, you know, opinions known, but no one is actually going out into the streets and doing those kind of things. When the protests were going on, I was definitely very plugged into it. My main way of looking at things wasn't so much the news, was more social media. You know, I'm 42 and, you know, I've never really seen anything like this in my lifetime, where it's been something where the scenes look like another country, you know, a place that has always lived with turmoil. I didn't grow up in a country like this. And so it makes me really sad to see that. And it's why I think moving into the election, I think national leadership is really important, because that ties in state and local. They sort of follow that lead. Even though states have their own way of handling things and local laws, they still look to a really strong central government to sort of help lead and tie things together. So I'm hoping that in this election, we see a change and we see someone that is going to unite us more than divide us.
This audio postcard was produced by me, Jessica Mazaros, as part of America Amplified, a national reporting initiative supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.